This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing today in Afghanistan's capital that left dozens of people wounded, including several women and children. Authorities say the attacker detonated his suicide vehicle as it entered a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in western Kabul. The blast sent a huge cloud of smoke and ash that could be seen across the city. At least 95 people were wounded, but officials have not said if there were fatalities. The Taliban issued a statement saying it targeted a recruitment center for security forces. Today's attack comes as the insurgents talk with the United States on ending the 18-year war. The group issued a warning on Tuesday for Afghan citizens to boycott the presidential vote set for September and all election rallies leading up to it. U.S. President Donald Trump leaves Washington in just over an hour for somber visits to two American cities that lost more than two dozen lives in mass shootings last weekend. A report from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The president visits Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas today, the sites of mass shootings over the weekend that left 31 dead and dozens wounded. President Trump has had the grim task of consoling and attempting to unify communities after similar tragedies before. In Parkland, Florida and Las Vegas, the president and First Lady Melania Trump saluted first responders and consoled grieving families and survivors. But how the president is received today remains to be seen. Many Americans are blaming Trump for sowing the seeds of disharmony and polarizing the nation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China's currency has weakened once again, setting the stage for a fresh drop on world markets today. Yesterday, it seemed the situation was stabilizing. But China's central bank set the opening rate for the yuan today at less than 7 to the U.S. dollar, making Chinese exports cheaper. The bank has pledged to keep the currency level stable, but investors don't see evidence that will happen, and the United States has officially declared Beijing a currency manipulator. This is VOA News. Following the latest killing rampages here in the United States, Congress is feeling public pressure to act on the epidemic of gun violence. AP's Shelley Adler has a report.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke outside a New York Walmart with GOP Congressman Peter King. Schumer continues to push for the Senate to take up the House gun bill.
The Walmart was in El Paso, but it really could be anywhere in America, even here, as long as easy access to weapons of war remain the unaddressed crisis.
And in Pennsylvania, GOP Senator Pat Toomey says he's spoken with the president.
I later yesterday spoke with Senator Manchin, who is still fully on board with me on our background check legislation. I spoke with Mitch McConnell, and we had a very constructive conversation.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper last week suggested the possibility of putting U.S. intermediate-range missiles in Asia. Today he said such a potential move is a long way off.
It's going to take, again, a few years to actually have some type of initial operational capable missiles, whether they are ballistic, cruise, you name it, to be able to deploy. And that's between now and then there's going to be a lot of dialogue.
China has vowed to counter any U.S. deployment of mid-range arms in Asia. British Airways has canceled dozens of flights from London airports after its check-in systems were hit by computer problems. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamus in London.
According to the airline, short-haul flights from Gatwick, Heathrow and London City airports were being canceled or delayed due to a systems issue. British Airways said it was relying on backup and manual systems and canceled 81 flights due to operate to or from Heathrow and 10 Gatwick flights. More than 200 other flights were delayed. The airline said passengers could rebook for another day. British Airways is not unfamiliar with system failures. In May 2017, tens of thousands of passengers were stranded when a global computer failure grounded hundreds of British Airways flights over 3 days. Karen Chamas, London.
The Philippines is declaring a national dengue epidemic, saying the mosquito-borne disease has killed over 600 people so far this year. Health Secretary Francisco Duque.
It is important that a national epidemic be declared in this area to identify where a localized response is needed and to enable local government units to use their quick response fund to address the epidemic situation.
American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has died. She was 88. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
The voice of OAA. One. The voice.